Would you call that anything like a notch or a pass or a gap? Nope, not at all. Then, in the mountains, too, where there's water flowing along and all of a sudden it drops off, that's a...
waterfall.
Mm-hmm. How about a place where boats stop and freight is unloaded?
Seaport.
Or just the place where the boat comes in?
Port.
Okay, that's good enough. What are roads made of?
Asphalt.
Mm-hmm. What else? What is asphalt made of? I don't even know.
I guess coal.
What's that black sticky stuff?
Tar.
Uh-huh. How about a road that's not paved at all?
Dirt road.
And how about the one that's got those little rocks on it?
A rock road.
Gravel, you know that?
Yeah, gravel.
Okay. And then the thing that people walk along is the...
sidewalk.
What's that made of?
Concrete.
Okay. Then, what would you call a big main road?
Highway.
And how about a smaller road, a little road that goes off the highway?
Street, I guess.
All right, fine. How about a road that, and that's not really a road, but it goes from the street up to your house?
Driveway.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call the strip of grass that's between the sidewalk and the street?
Weed.
Well, you know, that strip, you have to mow it. But it's between the sidewalk and the street. You have a name for it? That's funny. People in some parts of the South have names for it, and other parts don't. And they don't have a name for it in Atlanta, so it's right that you don't. Okay, if you were walking along and a dog jumped out at you, you might pick up a...
rock.
And you would say, I...
threw it at it.
Mm-hmm. And if you went to somebody's house and knocked and nobody answered, you'd say, I guess he's not...
here.
Or he's not at...
home.
Okay. And if somebody came to see your mother and say you were out in the yard and they asked, is she home? You would say, yes, she's...
in the house.
Mm-hmm. And if she's in the room where you prepare food, you'd say she's...
in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm, good. And then that black stuff that people sometimes drink for breakfast is...
coffee.
And there are two ways that you can drink coffee in terms of putting milk in it. You can say, I could drink it blank milk or blank milk.
With milk and without milk.
That's it, exactly. Good. And if somebody's not walking away from you, you say he's walking...
toward you.
Mm-hmm. And if you saw somebody that you hadn't seen in a while and you were telling somebody else about him, you might say, guess who I ran
into today?
Mm-hmm. And if you gave a child the same name as her mother, you'd say, we named the child...
after her mother.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the next few questions are about animals. It's mostly farm animals, but not completely. The kind of animal that barks is a...
dog.
If you wanted your dog to attack another dog, what would you say to him?
Sick.
Good. And what would you call a dog that's not any particular breed?
A mutt.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? What would you call a very noisy little dog?
A rat.
Okay. Did you ever hear of a feist? No. Okay. Then if he were a mean dog, you'd say you better look out, he might...
bite you.
And yesterday he...
bit you.
And he has?
Bit you.
Okay. And then the animal that you milk is a...
cow.
And a male is a...
bull.
Mm-hmm. And the baby one is a...
calf.
Do you have different names for male and female?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how about if a cow is about to have a calf, you say she's going to what?
Have a calf.
Would you ever say anything like freshen or come fresh or drop a calf or there's some more too, but I can't remember. I mean, those are old country terms. And then the animal that looks kind of like a horse but's got long ears is a...
donkey.
Or
mule.
Mm-hmm. And if you had two of those, you'd say you had a what of mules?
Two mules.
A something of mules. Two of them pulling a plow.
Yeah.